Wait a minute, this love started off so tender, so sweet. But now she got me
smoking out the window.
Must have spent 35,000 up in Tiffany's.
Oh no!
Got a bad kids running around my whole crib like it's Chuck E. Cheese.
Whoa, whoa!
Put me in the jam with an X-Men in the UFC. Can't believe it.
Can't believe it.
I'm in disbelief.
This got me paying a rent, paying for trips, diamonds on the neck, diamonds on the wrist, and here I am all alone. I'm so cold.
She was gripping on me tight, screaming Hercules.
Got me in the club looking for a new love. Somewhere help me
please.
Baby, why you doing this? Why you doing this to me?
Girl, not to be dramatic, but I wanna die.
This got me paying a rent, paying for trips, diamonds on her neck, diamonds on her wrist.
I'm so cold.
Hello, everybody. It's your host for today, Winter, and I'm here with
DJ Shamani.
And we got an interesting show. A lot of it's going to be improv, so stick around. It's going to be really interesting. I'm going to be asking a bunch of would you rather questions. Unfortunately, today, it is only the two of us. But first, when we play the news and all that, we're going to come in with some chat about Thanksgiving. But for now, we'll be right back right after our host, DJ Money.
DJ Money, DJ Shop.
I was close.
That's actually the first time anyone has ever called me DJ Money.
Do you like it?
Oh, it's all right.
Okay. Sure, I got you. Maybe I'll start calling you that. Okay. Maybe. But we'll be right back talking about Thanksgiving right after the Daily News.
Yeah.
From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Ted Rimsnyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media. COVID-19 has claimed its 84th victim in Greene County. On Tuesday, November 23rd, a 39-year-old woman with severe comorbidities died after coming down with the coronavirus. The unidentified woman was unvaccinated at the time of her death, according to the Greene County Public Health Department. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said no additional information was made available about the woman. As of Wednesday, 64% of adults in Greene County have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. There are 221 active positive cases in the county, according to the Public Health Department, with 92 positive cases recorded since November 20th. A total of 350 county residents are under quarantine, with 20 people in the county hospitalized with 20 COVID-related illnesses. As of Tuesday, the total percentage of cases in the county with positive results was 9.9%, with a 7-day rolling positive average in Greene County of 4.6%. You can read that full story in HudsonValley360.com. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup.
Interested parties turned out November 22nd for the first of two public hearings held at the former Durham Elementary School on the proposed Bosk subdivision. Approximately a dozen people spoke, the majority of them opposed to the project. Many of the speakers took issue with the town board's October decision to issue a negative declaration under the state environmental quality review, thereby finding that the 95-acre subdivision will have little to no environmental impact. Margaret Doherty spoke on behalf of the community group Cornwallville Residents for Rural Preservation, saying the project will have, and I quote, significant negative impact, end quote, on land, wells, traffic, noise, light, wildlife, aesthetic, and historical value, and community character, end quote. Bos Development of Hudson has submitted a proposal to the town of Durham to subdivide 95 acres of land that border Strong and Cornwallville roads. The project includes the construction of 12 high-end homes and a farming operation. Doherty said her organization over the past month has collected 271 signatures from Durham residents opposed to the subdivision. She told the board, and I quote, "We hope that as lead agency, you will finally address the concerns of the majority of our residents within the Cornwallville community," end quote. Patrick Saccone, chairman of the Durham Historic Preservation Commission, noted that the project footprint is larger than the core hamlet of Cornwallville. He said, and I quote, "And its area comprises a significant portion of the total area of the Cornwallville Historic District," end quote. Other speakers addressed issues ranging from traffic safety, light pollution, and noise. Cornwallville resident Jim Stone was the only person to speak in favor of Bosk. Stone said, and I quote, "There is a reason Durham is dying, because we won't allow change. Places that don't allow change, they die," end quote. A second public hearing will take place at 6 p.m. on December 11th in the former Durham Elementary School. The public may also attend remotely via telephone at 503-300-6830, conference code 114-503. And you can read more about this story at porcupinesoup.com. Patricia R. Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The Ulster County Legislature's Ways and Means Committee adopted budget amendments this week that eliminated a number of positions created as part of County Executive Pat Ryan's proposed 2022 budget. The amendments rolled back proposed salary increases for others. Altogether, the committee made nearly two dozen changes to the proposed spending plan before voting to send it to the full legislature for consideration. While the resolution to eliminate the communications specialist position narrowly failed, the committee did agree to reduce that salary by roughly $20,000. Minority Leader Ken Ronk first argued to get rid of the position, claiming it is more, and I quote, "brand building and self-promotion," end quote, for the executive than for communications with the public, end quote. The Walco Republican said, and I quote, "I don't think this is a necessary position for county government," end quote. The committee also voted to reduce the administration of the American Rescue Plan funds. Legislature Chairman David Donaldson said he will propose eliminating those jobs from the budget if Ryan's office fails to provide the legislature with the resumes of those who have been hired to fill the positions. Deputy Budget Director Chris Kelly said the Ryan administration is aware of Donaldson's request and it is under review. The committee rejected a proposal by Ronk to eliminate the newly proposed Commissioner of Mental Health position, as well as a proposal to increase to full-time an existing part-time position in the Human Rights Commission. The full legislature will vote on the 2022 spending plan on November 2nd. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, November 26th, also known as Black Friday. Early, we see 36 degrees in New Kingston and 40 degrees in St. Joseph. it will rise to 41 by 11 a.m. Precipitation will be present today. Snow on the hills and rain on the ground this morning. Then, just rain for the afternoon, and then possibly some snow again after dark. Everything will end by 11 p.m. Overnight, temperatures fall to 27 degrees. Saturday will be cold, with winds in the teens and a high temperature of 37 degrees expected around 1 p.m. 24 degrees overnight will take us into an interesting Sunday. A high of 38 is expected, with snow in the morning and rain in the afternoon. Then, overnight, a half inch of snow is expected to be on the ground by dawn on Monday. The warmest temperature expected for next week will be 43 degrees. The coldest will be 21. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 1:53 a.m., high tide at 7:48 a.m., low tide again at 1:18 p.m., and high tide again at 7:23 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 42 degrees. Sunset today will be at 4:14 p.m., and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:55 a.m. Looking way up, we see the expected G1 class storms were pulled back to Saturday, traveling a little quicker than originally thought. Solar wind speed is currently 351 kilometers per second at 7.8 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently poor for day and fair for night times. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 1, quiet. The current sunspot number is 20. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate. May the odds be ever in your favor.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, everybody. We're back, and should we just start it off? I got everything going?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay, so all I'm going to start it with the question, how was your Thanksgiving?
But I don't got anything for you. All right, but okay. My Thanksgiving was good. I got to spend time with my family, cousins, and my little cousins, and my mini-me.
Your mini-you?
Yeah, my mini-me.
Your little brother?
Nah.
Nah?
Nah.
What's that?
My mini-me? So yeah, my mini-me is my cousin.
Oh, I got you.
He wanted to be just like me.
Oh, that's cool.
I asked him a question, right? Mm-hmm. So when he came over, he was like, "You're my mini-me." And I was like, I looked at him and I was like,
"I don't think it works like
I was,
that."
Yeah, I was like, "I think that's a little bit reversed." Like, so yeah, we were showing. Mind you, where I live, like we got a little, I guess, like basketball hoop, not like actual basketball hoop, but like a makeshift basketball.
I got you. I got you.
So yeah, we was all chilling and stuff. And when he came in, I asked him a couple questions. So I'm like, "All right, what's your favorite color?" Now, mind you, I'm gonna tell you. Before I tell you what he said,
yeah,
I'm gonna tell you things about me, right? So my favorite color is green.
Green.
I like football, and before I played football, my favorite sport was basketball. So my favorite sport right now is football.
I got you.
And basketball, but before it was football, it was basketball, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, "All right, what's your favorite color?" He was like, "Green." I was like, "That." "What's your favorite sport?" He said, "Football."
Okay.
I said, "Before football, was your favorite sport?"
And he goes, "Basketball."
He says, "Basketball."
Okay, okay.
So, mind you, he's 10.
Mm-hmm.
So, my mini-me. Yeah, the family was chill.
Sounds great.
How was yours?
Mine? Nothing much. It was just kind of immediate family. We had some pretty good food. And I was going to move back to the question. What was your favorite thing to eat?
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese? A lot of people have mac and cheese on Thanksgiving, I've noticed. My family hasn't done that.
Really?
Yeah. For dessert, though, my family had cheesecake, and it was really good.
Oh,
cheesecake is the stuff, man.
You said what? Cheesecake is the stuff? I had pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie, I respect that. Whipped cream or no whipped cream?
No whipped cream.
Nah, so, you're not a big fan of the whipped cream?
Nah, so my mom made sweet potato, but the store-bought sweet potato messed up, because I guess it was like, when my mom got it, I guess it went soft. So then they had to make, my mom had to make her own sweet potato pie. So I'm going to make a couple of them, both sweet potatoes and everything. A couple of them, make cornbread.
Why do people put marshmallow in their sweet potatoes? You're a big fan of that?
You never had it?
No. It's really good. I don't think I ate any sweet potatoes this year just because I didn't put them on my plate. I just had a bunch of turkey mostly. I was a big fan of the turkey this year.
Me and my family really don't eat turkey.
No?
We mostly eat ham.
Ham? Ham is good. I respect the ham pick.
But me, I'm
I prefer ham, but the rest of my family prefers turkey, so I usually just go with the flow, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm a picky eater, so I mostly just have my own food set to the side for myself. Like,
I get you.
Like that pumpkin pie. That pumpkin pie was nice, not mine. They're all mine.
That's what you were thankful for that year, the pumpkin pie. I got you. Any pie is just amazing. Yeah, is pumpkin pie your favorite?
Yeah.
I like the apple pie.
It depends, because depends on what mood I'm in.
I got you. So it sounds like you had a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it was fun. It was chill.
And here, we'll move the topic around a bit. I'm going to ask you some would-you-rather questions I'm going to answer, too.
Oof.
These are some... Or a little bit mixed up would you rather, some open-ended questions.
All right.
But they're pretty funny, and I'll answer them too, but I'm curious to hear your answers.
All right.
If you were a Transformer, what vehicle would you want to transform to?
Ooh. Okay. So it's my favorite car. I can never remember the name of the car, but... Okay, so you know Bumblebee, right?
Yeah, movie. I got you.
That car?
That's a good pick.
It's my dream car.
I would be a still floating raft. No, I mean, I gotta go with, like, some sort of plane just for, like, the mobility. Like, you could just be across the United States in a second, you know what I mean? That'd have to be mine. And this one's a classic one. Dog person or a cat person?
I'm just an animal person.
A what? I'm an animal person.
But I guess, like, to stay in top in the question, would you rather, I would say a dog person.
I got you. For me, dogs, there's a lot of responsibility with that. Cats, you just got to give them a place to do their business, a place to eat, and then they're set. You just got a little homie. You just got a little buddy by your side. You know what I mean?
I like it in what I could play with. Like, I got an animal, like, I can chill with. You know what I mean?
Yeah. This is okay. On the topic of animals, I'm gonna move over. If you could combine one prehistoric animal with one modern day animal to have as a pet.
Okay, this is weird, alright?
Yeah, this is a weird one.
So, a chipmunk?
A chipmunk.
And. A pterodactyl.
A chipmunk and a pterodactyl. That'd be terrifying. I think I'm gonna have that.
A chipodactyl.
A chipodactyl. Hey! A chipodactyl. That's a good one. See, somebody earlier, I was just in a call with people, and somebody asked me this question, and I thought it was a ringer. I thought this was a good one.
Really?
Yeah. I would say a flamingo and a velociraptor, because that would just be like...
All right.
It got that style, and it'd be able to, like, beat you up.
All right, so my would you rather, I guess, are pretty basic. Kind of just
brought them on
the side. Would you rather be able to camouflage... Not go invisible, like camouflage.
That's cool. I'd like to scare people with that. Just or, like, hide around corners.
Or just like be able to shrink. Like to the microscopic level. Like
I don't know if you know who he is,
but the Atom, like superhero.
Yeah.
And
yeah. I've heard of him vaguely. Like if I could shrink, I'd be like to the microscopic.
Microscopic. Okay. Like Dust Bunny.
Okay.
Like.
I wouldn't shrink that small because I like, would honestly be scared of getting.
I got a bad example. Kind of like Ant-Man.
Okay.
I don't like it, man.
That'd be really useful because imagine, like, if you eat, you could eat a lot and not gain much weight if you shrink down.
Yeah.
But that'd be really weird sample size. That'd be kind of cool.
I mean, let's say, like, you shrink down and you're just like, let's say, like, it's just a tiny little crumb and you shrink down and you're like, oh my god, I'm full. Like,
dude, exactly. That or camouflage.
Like, that could really take, like,
would it, like, gauge up? Like, if you turn big again, would it turn big into your stomach? Well, we gotta...
I mean, like, yeah.
I guess if it's a party, like, in your stomach.
I mean, let's say, like, it's a crumb, and you're like... Like, you could really... Like, I was gonna be like, you could really take your meaning of words to a whole different level. You could be like... it'd be like... Or your mom could be like, what did you eat? I had a crumb.
Yeah, some Chips Ahoy was left on the table. I had, like... couple crumbs.
Yeah.
I ate a lot, actually. Those two crumbs.
Yeah, pretty filling. Great.
That was a good one. But what about the camouflage, though? If you were camouflage, that'd be kinda funny.
Okay, if you were camouflage... I mean, like, when I say camouflage, I mean, like, how do I put it? When I say camouflage, I mean, like, kind of like, what is it called?
Like a chameleon.
Yeah, a chameleon. Yeah.
Did you know I don't know if it's squids or octopuses have like amazing camouflage. I think it's octopuses.
One of the other.
What's the plural of octopus again? Octopuses?
Octopies?
I think I could be just be butchering this entirely, but I think it's like in the Greek roots, or so it'd be changed. I don't know. My brain hurts. I thought about it for 5 seconds, and I'm already getting a headache. All
right. So, I don't know if you really... I've been paying attention, but I haven't really been paying attention.
I get you.
to the song in the background. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know if you've really heard them like that, but... I played them a little bit for the show. What would you rate the...
For me, personally, it's not my type of music, but it's good. You know, if somebody had that on the radio, I would vibe to it with
it. I think
I'd rate it like a 6.5. It's good. I'd listen to it again, but it's not like, it doesn't speak to me, you know what I mean?
That was like more like a, something you could groove to, right?
Yeah, like throw that on the dance floor, you're just like chilling with your homies.
Yeah, that's how I felt.
Yeah. Okay. I think I'd have to shrink down.
Really?
Yeah.
Why so?
It'd be really fun to jump off, please.
Oh my god.
No, like, but like you get a pile of like, it could even be mashed potatoes.
Or marshmallows.
Like marshmallows, you get like, marshmallows, okay, you like just go on a table, put the marshmallow on a chair, jumping. That'd be so fun.
You could use a marshmallow as a trampoline.
Okay, yeah. I think
how much money that would save you.
I think the shrinking.
Or like you could make things bigger, like, and not just yourself, like, like you make other things bigger and smaller.
You could make other things bigger and smaller. Okay, so we're moving on. Okay, to the, if you could, that'd be really cool.
Because like, think of how many things, like one you could sneak, and then on top of that, think how many things.
Well, you could just become a millionaire with that. Find like a diamond or something, like, get more diamonds out of it.
Think how many things you could sneak, and on top of that, think how many things like housing-wise, like, you know, all those times, like, you've had something, and, like, it didn't fit or was too big.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Like, too small.
Bro, okay, imagine, like, making a chair that's really comfy 10 times bigger. Like a beanbag.
That would kind of be scary. I'm not going to hold you.
Dude, that'd be sick. It'd be like a crash pad that you could jump off your roof into a huge beanbag.
Imagine, like, having, like, a giant, giant monitor. Like a giant TV.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Everyone's like, I got a 65, and I got a 1,000-inch TV.
Yeah, I got like a 1,000-inch TV. Yeah. You know, just put it in my yard.
100 feet tall. I mean, like,
well, this is a good one. What is the plot of your favorite movie or book?
It sounds so cliche.
Okay.
But responsibility.
Responsibility.
Oh no, he could. We're great responsibility.
Oh, like, so you're thinking of the moral?
Like great responsibility comes with great power.
We're moving on. Like, if we're talking about the moral, worth great. That's like the Spider-Man cliche, right? Yeah, I like Spider-Man.
And
Spider-Man's the homie. You know what I mean?
A new Spider-Man is coming out like this December.
Oh, is it actually?
Yeah,
I didn't know that. Yeah, that's sick.
December 17th.
Oh, this is an interesting one. What's the weirdest internet rabbit hole you've been down? My YouTube. Okay. His brain immediately. Okay, so my YouTube, like, recommended is kind of mentally insane. Like, the algorithm is just.
I don't know.
Oh, God.
Oh.
The weirdest. I really like watching creepy stuff.
Oh, do I want to put myself down that rabbit hole? Do I want to tell myself on the radio show? I would say,
I would say creepy stuff for me. Like, I have a lot of creepy stuff on my phone.
So it depends.
Okay. Give us an example.
It's not my fault. I'm not going to hold you. I blame this on someone in my family. And I was curious. So, someone in my family. Someone in my family told me about, like, cleaning ears. Like, you know, like, when you clean, like, eat, like, I'm like ASMR stuff, like, clean it.
So,
I went down that rabbit hole one day, and I was just like, and then it went further, and then it went to, like, cleaning nails, and then it went to, ears, nails, and then it went to, like, it went to, like, crazy YouTube videos and all tits.
Okay, YouTube has the funniest videos of all time. Like, I'm into just
posts. And then it went to, like, me getting Rickrolled.
You fool. You have been Rickrolled.
Like, I was like, bro, like, and then somehow, like, I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna listen to ASMR, normal ASMR. Okay. Like.
This one's a little more simple one. What's your best? What's your like best favorite way to pass the time if you're just vibing, alone or with friends? Doesn't matter.
Depends on the weather.
Depends on the. Okay. Let's say you're stuck inside. You gotta play in the house. Like you just gotta. You're confined to the home. Maybe like a little bit.
I would say like if I'm really stuck in the house, I don't got nothing to do, and I can't go outside, I can't leave. Whatever. I would say my P4, like 2K playing.
Okay, I got
2K
you.
With the gang, or just like chilling in my room with the lights off, listening to like some like Trippy Rat.
Okay.
Anything else?
What do you mean?
Any questions? Any more questions?
Anymore? Yeah, I got a few more. I'm gonna spend more time on that one. You said you play a lot of 2K. Is that your favorite video game?
Yeah.
Okay. I respect that. I'm more of like a. I like sandbox games a lot. Terraria is one I've been playing a lot. Hmm. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
A lot of people just chalk it up as 2D Minecraft, but it's like.
Oh yeah.
But there's like a bunch of boss fights and it's really fun.
Well, instead of you.
Not, oh, do you got
not,
one?
Not wasting all your questions. I was speaking of sometimes, like, I sit in my room in the dark, and I just listen to Trippy Red.
I respect that.
Speaking of Trippy Red, the next song we have is Danny Phantom, Trippy Red.
Oh, look at that transition. He got featuring, you covered.
Featuring XXXTentacion.
Hey, okay. And
away we go.
First, I want to show you some of this damage. It's pretty hard to miss, considering it's front and center on this red Ferrari. You can see the 14 very clearly on the front hood. That suspect also put in 1400 on the side door before going on to the BMW over there. He also wrote 1400 on the other side of this orange Aston Martin before going on to a second Ferrari at the back there.
Pull up in a ghost, big body ghost. Casper, that's a ghost. Danny Phantom ghost. I'm going ghost. I'm going ghost. Put up in a ghost. Big body ghost. Casper, that's a ghost. Danny Phantom ghost. I'm going ghost.
I'm going ghost. Little show me luck on day slow. So my, yeah, my buddy, so instant I know. Bring that back, I'ma swing, let it know. Just like the Knicks, play with my, where is your walls? Just like a note, I'm at your home, right on your yard, pulling your car. My baby body goes like the president, you cannot rap, you are irrelevant. I'm just beginning, just like I'm Genesis, you wanna, cause I got melanin, ayy.
Pull up in a ghost, big body ghost. Casper, that's a ghost. Danny Phantom ghost. I'm going ghost. I'm going ghost. Pull up in a ghost, big body ghost. Casper, that's a ghost. Danny Phantom ghost. I'm going ghost.
Yo, that was a good pick for a song.
All right, so
I grooved for that.
Yeah, that was Danny Phantom. It was Danny Phantom.
Mm-hmm. By who?
Trippy Red.
Okay.
And XXXTentacion, rest in peace, his soul, bro. One of my favorite songs. Love X to the artist and the person in general.
Oh, that's a good question. What's your favorite artist of all time? We're gonna go with all time.
All time. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to have to say X.
Okay.
Even though I know he just had a feature. Not even just because like, of his passing. Like, even when he was alive, I was listening to him. I've listened to him like a lot.
So I have a question to add on to this question, if you will. A question on top of a question. Right. Does it got to be just music or it can be like any other artist? Like any media maker, if that makes sense. Like,
ooh, any
video,
media?
Okay.
Any media maker. Who do I watch a lot on YouTube?
This is a tough one. Okay, let's.
It differs because
you want to do top three.
Yeah.
I'll do
top three. All right. You go first. Do your top three first.
I'll do my favorite music artist right now is Atlas. They do indie and like kind of lo-fi rap. Mm-hmm. It's really relaxing. I've been listening to them a lot. All right. Okay. Okay. I have two favorite YouTube.
I can come back with you on the artist. Artist I listen to a lot.
Mm.
Like X is my all time favorite. But if we're talking about my favorite and the person I listen to the most in the present day, I listen to a lot of Sleepy Hollow.
Okay, I got you.
Like extensive amount of Sleepy Hollow. Like Sleepy Hollow, if he posted a song, I'm on it like that, and it doesn't matter. I'm not gonna lie.
Huge fan?
Yes.
I got you.
No funny. Let's see. What's another? It's crazy because like I follow so many YouTubers. Like I subscribe to so many YouTubers that like I can't think of a top three.
Exorbia is a good one. He does like really like deep videos on philosophy and stuff. He's really interesting.
Oh. I'm a nerd. So
okay.
I love comics.
Mm-hmm.
Another YouTube channel that was just artists.
Generally. Yeah.
My first YouTuber out of the big top three, top 10 nerd, like them. Their comic YouTube channel.
Oh, like Counting Down. Okay, yeah. I'm kind of a nerd too. I watch a lot of anime, and the most nostalgic one is Dragon Ball Z. And yeah. I'm gonna be honest, I listen to like a lot of Dragon Ball Z what if situations. Like
I do too.
Do you actually?
Oh my god! Hey. I thought I was the only one. I thought I was the only one. So speaking of that, I would say the same thing. Like there's a one what if story. It's like what if Chi Chi became a Saiyan?
I think I know which one you're talking about. Is it what's his name who made that?
It's like what if Chi Chi became a Saiyan?
Yeah. Who's it by? Here, we'll get back on that. But that was a pleasant surprise to find out that you're a big fanboy. I got a question.
All time favorite movie.
Oh no.
I don't know if you watch Disney, but all time favorite Disney movie.
Disney. Oh no, that makes it even harder. Okay.
Disney. I don't think I gotta just be cartoon. Like.
Disney owns a lot of stuff. Here, I have to do a little bit of research onto that.
Okay, you want me to tell you mine?
I think I'd have to go with Up.
Ooh.
Up is really emotional. Okay, it's really good. Even the first 5 minutes, I would puts say.
Teen Beach Movie 2.
Teen Beach Movie 2. That's a specific one.
It's summer day. Hey, okay,
group.
Playing with the boys and the girls. Hey, nah, keep it alive. Let's go.
Okay. You're not prepared for this question.
Right.
Okay. So we're going to move on. I don't want to... A little bit. Yeah, we're going to move on a bit from the goofy stuff. This is a serious, open-ended question.
All right.
What is the meaning of your life? What is your philosophy on living?
My philosophy on living.
I know. A big drop, right? Yeah. Okay.
All right. So I make it deep. My philosophy of living is to spread on what my relatives, my past relatives, have set for me.
Okay, that's your goal?
Not even just that, like, just to try to make people happy. Like I was always the type of kid, I'm an only child,
mm-hmm.
I didn't really have much friends, so I was always like,
yeah,
I want everyone to be my friend, and growing up, realizing not everybody could be your friend. It take a toll on you, so...
I kind of know what you mean. Like, even just random people, you have a conversation where they're like, hey, and they're like, who are you? And
it's like,
oh, no. I'm not exactly an only child, but all my siblings are a lot older than me. So it's like, I kind of know where you're coming from.
Yeah, like, being an only child and not having really any siblings, it takes a toll on you, because, like... Yeah, I guess you get spoiled, but I was always that kid that, like...
I was pretty spoiled, to be honest.
I was the only child that got spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like, when your parents would be like, well, not everybody has this.
Yeah.
I was that kid to be like, all right, I don't want it. I don't want it.
What's this for? I don't want this.
Like, I swear on you, I would always tell my mom, can we donate this to, like, Goodwill or something?
Really?
Like, my mom can vouch for me.
Oh, my God.
My mom can
vouch
for
me. That's so sweet.
I never really wanted anything, really. Like, I did. Like, I wanted toys. And then I got into shoes. Like, I always wanted, like, clothes. I didn't care for clothes. I wanted toys. I wanted a lot of toys. But at the same time, in my head, I was like, as I started getting older, I'm like, I'm really starting to realize these people in my family go beyond and more for me. And then, as I was younger, like, me now thinking about it, I'm like, I was really a brat. Like, kind of, I wasn't a brat, but I mean, like, being young and not considering it, it's crazy. Because I was like, I want this toy now. Like, I want this now. And it is going to, like, far and beyond other like, towns just to get me a toy or a shoe. Like,
so now that's kind of made you into the person you are. Now you want to, like, spread that joy, right?
Yeah, but I'm not going to lie. I still get angry. I'm not going to lie. Like, I realized, like, growing up, you can't really, like, school has just set it up for me. Not even just school, like, life in general. As a young black man, as I start getting older, I'm just like, I can express the way I want to, but I can't really express the way I want to. Like, not everything should be said and done at current moments, and some things are better, like, better wait, like, and to enjoy the moment. Like
living in the moment.
Yeah, like,
I know what you mean.
Another thing with me, I've always been, like, a big overthinker.
Same.
So, like, I overthink every little thing, even if, like, it has nothing to do with me. Like, you want someone else to get into an argument which had nothing to do with me.
And then you're like, okay, but this person...
No.
No, no. I got it wrong.
You want another person to get in an argument which had nothing to do with me whatsoever. My name was not brought up in any type of way, right?
Yeah.
Or someone's feelings will get hurt, and I'll be like, dang, I could have did this, that, and the third to help this person so that person's feelings didn't get hurt.
Okay, so you're like the mediator.
Yeah, like, I was always the type of kid to be like, let me look at it as if I'm that person and how that person feels. Because I've always...
I know what you mean. Put yourself in their shoes.
I've always grown up to, like, I guess you could say I was quote-unquote sensitive growing up and how I got, like, thicker skin. Like, back then, like, it would hurt me to see other people sad, like, even if it had nothing to do with me. I'll be myself a lot.
Yeah, I know what you mean. For me, it's like, I kind of relate with the point of being a mediator in a lot of things. I like to just put myself into, like, thinking scenarios, which is great, because it's like, the podcast as well, like, a great place to do that. You just get to talk about what's on your mind. And this is a really big question. This might, like, take up the entire second half. Right. What's the meaning of your life? For me, I've thought about that question a lot. I'm personally... not very religious.
Mm-hmm.
Not trying to step on anybody else's lifestyle. Yeah. For me, it doesn't work out for me. It's like, it's hard for me to put my faith into something in general, like, to just put all of me into something, like, really commit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, So if I don't think I'd be the type of person to devote myself to one type of life style, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I guess, and I don't think there's much of a point to anything, but in a good way. So I would call it, like, optimistic nihilism. If nothing really matters, I'm just going to have some fun while I'm here on this planet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's kind of my mindset. This was a good question.
Before we go on, I don't want to say, my next, like, my mindset is, like, I've always wanted to make, being an only child, I've only wanted to make friends, right? And even if it didn't go my way, like, I wanted to make people laugh.
I know what you mean. Like, being like class clown type of thing.
Not even, like,
no, no.
Me, instead of, like, me making a joke, it was people making a joke on me. So I'm like, all right, bet I got to make people laugh. And you know how I'm going, like, getting bullied and shit. And stuff, like...
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, all right, Pat, I get to make these people laugh, da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like... And I don't get to you. Hmm? And I'm like making people laugh, you're just like, wow, I got to make this person laugh today. Hope I made this person feel good. And then you start thinking, you're like, I got bullied.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, I got bullied for chilling and doing nothing.
Yeah, sometimes kids can be really brutal.
Like going to school and ones, like talking about, like, yo, bro, you see that kid with those Jordans? Like, with those shoes? Those fake Jordans, bro? He don't even got no Jordans. Crazy. It blows my mind. But
for me, I don't want to say I was so much bullied, but I didn't really fit into a lot of places. Like, it was hard to, like, categorize myself into one thing that I really wanted.
I never really felt like I fit in until
I
played sports.
For me, it wasn't sports. For me, it's, like, it's hard to say. I, like, fit into a bunch of different categories.
And even when, like, I'm playing sports, I still feel like I fit in to standards. Because I'm just, like, I don't really sit at no table. Like, I'm just, like, on my dole. Like, I feel like I'm just chilling by myself when it comes to school. And, like, I guess social norms in general, like...
I get what you mean. It's, for me, it's like I'd rather have a few close friends than be a part of, like, a huge group.
Like, you ever, like, be, like, in a big group and you, like, I feel lonely and I feel sad. But, I mean, like, I'm happy in the place that I'm in. But, kinda. Like, you're in the moment, you're like, I have so many people around me, but I feel sad right now, tape.
For me, it's like the amount of people around you doesn't matter as much as your closeness. For me... With friends, it's really quality over quantity.
Yeah, most def. Yeah.
So that was a...
That was a deep question.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to end it off with? Or we're good to move on to the next one. The next one's pretty good. It's a classic. What's your favorite knock-knock joke?
Knock-knock.
Knock. Who's there?
Jim.
Come in.
No.
Jim who?
Jim Heartbreak.
I don't get it.
Jay.
Oh my god. I can't believe I didn't get it.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. I got a better one.
Okay. Knock, let me hear knock. It. Who's there?
Jay.
Jay who?
L.
JL?
Yeah.
Nice. For me, the one.
Wait.
Okay.
You didn't get it? Knock, knock.
Okay, I'm performing a little bit slow on this one.
Knock, knock.
Okay, who's there?
Jay.
JL.
JL. JL who?
Oh, yeah. Wait, what? JL who?
Jonah Lucas, baby.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I broke your heart, huh? Yeah. You knew I was a... From the start, huh? You should've listened when it said I was a dog, huh? You should've listened to your head when you had thoughts, huh? That's what you thought, huh? I left you scarred, huh? You'll never be the same again, put that on guard, huh? I took your heart and then I tore that apart, huh? I put you over, did you dirty, did you wrong, huh? I did you wrong, huh? I did you wrong, yeah. You say you hate me, but I know that this your song, yeah. Angry Texas, we don't ever get along, yeah. We've been rocking with each other for so long, yeah. Maybe that's why it's been harder to move on, yeah. And you changed too. And your mama and your friends, they gonna blame too. And you hate it when somebody say my name, ooh. Every time you hear my name, you wanna drink, ooh. You wanna go out, you wanna get drunk, you wanna get lit. You wanna get crazy, do everything that you never did. You wanna get bent, you wanna revenge, you wanna get... But you ain't about that life, so you might fuck a beer. You might break a window. You might do some wild out of impulse. You say that you hate me and we not involved. But you still checking on me, trying to find info. I know. I broke your heart, huh? You knew I was a from the start, huh? You should've listened when it said I was a dog, huh? You should've listened to your head when you had thoughts, huh? That's what you thought, huh? I left you scarred, huh? You'll never be the same again, put that on guard, huh? I took your heart and then I tore that shit apart, huh? I put you over, did you dirty, did you wrong, huh? I did you wrong, huh? I hate a f- used to be a f- couldn't even blame her if she did. You run your through the mud, you deserve that. So you can feel it for yourself where it hurt at. What goes around comes around, I know you heard that. While you was creeping, tell me did it not occur that. It's sliding in the DMs every AM, every PM. Used to be like automatic, she would curve that. That was before when you was loyal, now it's thirst traps on a profile and know how to spot a chink in your armor, you been tripping, dog. You ain't been keeping your promise, you been pimping, dog. Now wink in your comments, she suspicious, dog. And now you reaping your karma, she got dog. Calling her phone while you gone in your
Can't even feel no way, cause you doing her the same. Now you know the pain, and we used to be the dynamic duos in flames. And you too proud to see that you hold the blame. From all that playing, we too old for games, man.
You broke her heart, huh? When you met her, she was young and hella pure, huh? Ain't had no clue that she was with a dog, huh? You never thought you'd see the day that she was gone, huh? But you was wrong, huh? Yeah, you was wrong, huh? Cause now it's later, she ain't answering your calls, huh? She VIP, she out here with the stars, huh? Some other got her now, you about to spoil her. You could've spoiled her. Hey, bitch, you starved her, yeah, yeah.
All right. Now.
Okay, hey, everybody, we're back. You really got me with that, didn't you?
Yeah. All right.
You had that ready. That's what makes me a little bit. That was good. Credit where credit is due.
Thank you.
To get you back, I will give you a knock knock joke.
All right.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Knock knock.
Hello?
Now don't you look stupid.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm just messing
with
you.
No one answered my door.
Nobody was there. Nope.
All right.
That's it. I'm giving you the cold shoulder. All right. Okay.
Knock, knock.
Oh, no. Who's there?
Knock, knock.
Hi. Hello?
FBI.
Uh-oh.
We've got you for tax evasion.
Not again.
Now, wait again?
What?
Oh.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I got it better.
Knock, knock. Wait, who's there?
Drake.
Not again, Drake.
Girls want the girls with a little baby.
Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey. Staring at your dress cause it's see-through. Yeah. Talking out of that you done been through. Yeah. Say that you a lesbian, girl, me too. Hey, girls want girls where I'm from. Hey, well, yeah, girls want girls where, hey, well, yeah. Girls want girls where I'm from. Yeah, yeah, girls want girls where, hey, well, girls want girls where I'm from. Hey, can I play a player, baby? I grew up with Dre and Faze. I done seen the realest ones come and leave a crazy way. Had to take my spot, it wasn't something they just gave away. Sorry to all my fans, they might have called me on a crazy day. Thinking trying to block me on a fadeaway. I've been on it, I only vibe with a payday. Say you go that way, I guess we both go the same way. Girls want girls where I'm from. Yeah, yeah, where we both from. Hey, and you just got to Miami, need hotel rooms. Told you that they love you, but they fell through. So you shot in 42, cause you, hey, and you throwing on that dress, cause it's see through. Yeah, talking out of shit that you done been through. Yeah, texting me and say, I need to see you. I might come, I might go, I don't know. Staring at your dress cause it's see-through. Yeah, talking all the shit that you done been through. Yeah, say that you a lesbian, girl, me too. Hey, girls want girls where I'm from. Yeah, well, girls want girls where I'm from. Girls want girls where I'm from, yeah, yeah, girls want girls. Hey, yeah, girls want girls where I'm
my
from.
My girl got a girlfriend, ain't tryna be out of shape. What's the help on them curls, then them gym don't work, get surgery. I'll pay for that, my courtesy, can't imagine no curving me. I put in that work overly, I handle business, and I got two pretty to keep them both on fleek. They got matching beans and matching AP, now they can really call each other twins. I'm cool with all the owners, they love me, so they gon' let us in and bring all of your peers and look better with more people. Got 1942 Casamigos, it's getting heated. They gotta follow us in the Uber, my car filled up with shooters. It be lights, camera, action when you with us, it's a movie. I don't try my cool to house parties, I'm trying to leave with two. Shh, yeah. Don't nobody know that we do. She like him, I'm like me too. I can't wait to get out work to go and see you. Please bring your girlfriend along with you. Y'all been on my mind too much, like what the fuck is wrong with me? She said it's something about the way a girl just makes her feel. Whatever you been dreaming about, I swear to make it real. Just run around the town with me, then come lay down.
I don't know. I might come, I might go, I don't know. Staring at your dress cause it's see-through. Yeah, talking out of shit that you done been through.
Yeah, say that you a lesbian, girl, me too. Hey, girls want girls where I'm from. Hey, well, yeah, girls want girls. Girls want girls where I'm from. Yeah, yeah, girls want girls. Hey, well, girls want girls where I'm from. But I know you want to roll with the gang, and I know you want the finest of things. Asking me about sex, settling down, cause you know that things are going my way.
Hi, we're back.
You've lost knock knock joke privileges.
All right, that's fair. All right, but
that's fair.
All right, right. So I don't know if you remember, but do you remember our trying to think.
You can't even remember it. How am I supposed to?
All views and expressions are advised.
The slogan thinking?
Yeah.
Okay. If I don't remember.
If you don't, okay. Just like chop it up.
Okay.
To your best memory.
Okay, everybody, me and DJ Shaw Money's views do not express the parent organization or any of their views. We're doing the show on our terms,
yeah.
And this is our opinions.
Yeah. All right.
It's not we may have different beliefs.
Yeah.
That's the summary.
Yeah.
I got it.
That's the summary. Yeah. Okay, okay. Okay. Hey.
Anyways, right. I'm going to end it off with a good multi-part question, okay? Okay.
All right.
If you had a theme song, what would it be? And the second part's interesting, too. We'll get to that when we get to that.
Wait. If I had a theme song?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think we might have done this before. I'm not sure if you were on that day.
Hold on.
Because this was a good question I asked with Popcorn and Phoebes.
All right. If I had a theme song, it would be this. I'm not going to hold you.
The Danny Phantom?
Yes.
All right, good pick. That's your theme song?
Joe Danny Phantom, he was just 14 when his parents built a very strange machine designed to view the world on screen.
An extension to that question. If you had to have the song, or, oh my god, my language. Bro, if you had to have a song play on your funeral, what would it be? He's looking up right now. Okay, here, let me answer this question while he's trying to find it. For me, since a funeral is not about mourning a death, it is the celebration of life. It's remembering your loved one. And I'm a pretty... I can be pretty silly at times. So I would honestly play the entire Mario soundtrack. And as I get buried into the thing, it would play the Life Lost sound. And you know, just like being lowered into my tomb.
I would rather be cremated.
You would rather? Oh, okay. I think you still have a funeral if you're cremated.
Yeah, you do.
Right out. That'd be your funeral song?
Yes, bro. I want my family to be happy. I want my family to be sad. I don't want my family to be sad. I don't want them to cry.
My funeral is going to be the best party ever. I'm there in spirit.
Okay, like if I was to ever pass away, I want to be cremated, and on top of that, I want my family to celebrate.
Right?
And I get to be with
it's
my people.
It's a celebration of life, right? Funerals are already so cool.
And all I ask is to name a kid after me. Or give that kid my middle name. No funny. I'm not gonna say my middle name. But my family, no. If I was to ever pass away, just give a kid my middle name or something that has something to do with me.
Feel
me?
I got you.
Thank you. If you feel like the only side of roof.
Hey, okay.
Cause I'm happy.
Oh, we still got a little bit of time. I thought that was gonna end it off. I thought that was gonna go a little bit more. So, you got any questions you want to ask me, my friend?
Ooh.
Off the top of your head? Nah, I can pull something.
What makes you happy?
What makes me... That's a good one. What makes me happy?
Uh-huh. Like, brings you pure joy.
Music, for one. Music is great. I don't think I've ever met a single person who's disliked music.
That's like, true.
Yeah. I mean, music is just a big part of us, in a way.
Of human life.
Yeah. As Vsauce once said, our minds are not just our brains.
Ooh.
Like, we have extensions. The way, like, everything works with different people, the way society's
oh,
like, we have a
what's
lot
your
of
favorite fun. Quote?
My favorite. Oh, no. Okay. Oh, no. I have a lot of them. That's the problem. I mean, I'm just going to go with the most cliche one. Like, the quote that's constantly listed I Think Therefore I Am. Oh my god. And now
you wanna know one of my favorite quotes?
Yeah, you put it on the
you wanna know one of my favorite quotes?
What's one of your favorite quotes?
Alright, gotcha. So I'm gonna play it in a second.
I saw what it was. I'm not about to spoil it though.
Alright. So this is my favorite quote.
Oh,
Alright. So all right. I got you on my favorite quote, right? So this is my favorite quote.
I saw what it was. And I don't think, well, they can't see, but
this is a great quote. My Kung Fu Panda.
Master Oogway, right?
Yeah.
Master Oogway was such an iconic character.
All right.
Maybe I should just quit and go back to making noodles.
Quit. Don't quit.
Noodles.
Don't noodles. You are too concerned with what was and what will be. There's a saying. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. That is why it is called the present.
All right.
That was great.
All right.
I like that one. Personally, Master Oogway is just my favorite Kung Fu Panda character. He's great. I can't believe we moved on to Kung Fu Panda. That's such a... Kung Fu Panda is great, though.
All right. So...
Here. Almost
we'll
anyone.
Skip to the end.
Mm-hmm. All right.
This is such an iconic quote. If
you
we can get
were
it.
Denied so long ago.
My pants?
Uh-oh. Wait, this isn't it. Okay. Oh, wait, is this it?
Pesh.
He just goes, monkey. I think you guys heard that clip, right? Do you know what I'm talking about? It just cuts off perfectly. Here, let me see if I can find it. If not, this will be a perfect way to end on. There it is. Right here.
You saved me. Why?
Monkey.
Nah. Monkey. Nah, gang. That's not weird. Nah, go. Monkey.
He goes on to talk a little more, but it's just cut off and it's hilarious. Right. I think, do we have to end now? We still got like 2 minutes.
Three minutes, somewhere around there.
Okay. You got any shout-outs?
Shout out to my mom. Shout out to my mini me.
Shout out to the Clubhouse parent organization.
Yeah.
It couldn't be possible without them. They do great stuff.
All right.
Off the top of my head. Do you want to end it with a song?
Shout out to DJ Phoebe.
Oh, of course. How could we forget about him?
Oh, no.
He's also making this all possible for
let's,
us.
Let's see. It's the last with thing MailChimp's got. No, not that.
Uh-oh. Bad.
Not that. Wow.
It's okay. Never happened. Sleeping under the thunder.
We going to go. Bye. Have a nice
night.
Bye,
everybody.
Yeah.
Hop out a GT3 with an MP5. Yeah, I got ice like Alaska, jet to Dubai. Had to spread my wings and teach them all how to fly. Yeah, you're in the square, in the bottom of my pie.
Yeah, rolling around 3 GMCs, about to be a driver. Homie, know what's up with me. Talk down, you gon' die. Keep that 40 on my lap, I spend like 24 on my ring. See me up in LA, just know I'm ballin' like Kobe. I've been number one, don't need no trophy. No, we crackheads, pass me the rock and I'll be ballin'. Triple OG, stretch, stay blessed, yeah, wait for the morning.
Hop out a GT3 with an MP5, yeah, I got ice like Alaska, jet to Dubai, had to spread my wings and teach them all how to fly, yeah, you're square, divided by pi.
Yeah, rolling around 3 GMC.